if you didn't do it, you would say, I haven't
heard it.
Or if I was doing something else, just doing, I haven't done it. Suppose another person, say John, does do it, you would say he
does it, or he has done it.
Suppose I care about it, but John doesn't, and you say he doesn't.
I didn't get that.
Suppose I care about something, but John, he doesn't.
John doesn't care.
Or just he doesn't.
He doesn't care.
I'm thinking about something now. In a few minutes you can say that I have
been thinking of something.
Mm-hmm. Or I have been thinking about it.
Yes.
This whole building here is called
a residence or a house.
Mm-hmm. And two of them would be called
the devil.
If you have more than one house, you have
houses.
The place where cattle or hay or a few other things may be kept away from the house is called what?
We call that the barn.
Mm-hmm. Are there any special types of barns that you distinguish?
Well, there's the cattle barn, and the dairy barn, the horse barn.
But you use a barn for a general term?
Yes.
The building where you store corn is what?
The corn crib.
Have you ever heard it referred to by any other name, such as corn barn or corn house? Or
no, I don't think
so. Well, just crib.
Yes, just crib.
The building or part of a building for storing grain, usually.
Granary?
Do you have a granary close by here?
Pardon?
Is there a granary close by?
No, I don't know of any.
Mm-hmm. Then would you say that I don't know of any granary close by?
I don't know of any granary.
The upper part of a barn is usually called what?
The hayloft.
Is there any other name for it that you know? Have you heard it called barn chamber?
I never heard it called that.
Scaffold?
No.
Or mow?
Yes, the mow, or the hay mow. Mm-hmm.
Is there any difference between those that you know of?
No, I don't. Think so.